This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holiday season is upon us, a time of joy, a time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays, and sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
Dear Johnny, in January, my husband and I found out we were having twins and were overjoyed. We also have two other boys, Dakota, who's 4, Zayden, who's 1. March 17th, we got our first sonogram, and that's when we knew we were having twins. 2 days later, on March 19th, my husband was in a car wreck and passed away. I was devastated. I lost my best friend, my kids lost an incredible dad, and I didn't know what to do. I was pregnant, an emotional wreck. I'm on bed rest. I started to fall behind on all my bills. Eventually, we got behind on rent, and I lost my house. We then moved in with my mom and dad. I had my twins August 16th. A beautiful baby girl named Jamie Lynn and a handsome boy named James. I was so excited, and I knew their father was smiling down on them. I went back to work right after to get caught up on everything we needed. On October 19th, my baby girl passed away in the middle of the night from sudden infant death syndrome. It's been an incredibly tough year for all of us. All of my money goes to rent, utilities, gas, food. I have no money for Christmas presents, but most importantly, I still owe $500 to the funeral home to get my daughter's ashes. I just want to bring her home, and I want my children to have a good Christmas. Thanks for listening. I actually stopped Jake and I said, Jake, it was so much. I reread it 3 times because it's indescribable tragedy that you could bear that much in such a short amount of time. Everything that it takes to lose someone you love. And he was young. He was only 38 years old. And of course, at 38, you're not thinking life insurance when you're just trying to get by. And they're having twins. And I don't know anybody, God forbid anybody listening, ever has to experience the sudden infant death syndrome, but having seen it firsthand from the ambulance and from a dear friend who lived next door, Tim, they adopted a baby, and they were so happy. And same thing. And I just saw it crush those people. I mean, crush them. And the hardest thing I ever had to do, far and away the hardest thing I've ever done, is he was too emotional to speak at that baby's funeral, and he'd asked me to read what he had written. Hardest thing in the world to see those parents. How do you pronounce her name? Sandiana?
Sandina.
Sandina?
Hello.
Sandina, my name's Johnny. We're on the radio. Is that all right?
Yes.
Jake shared your letter with me. I'm so sorry about your husband and your daughter. What What happened with your husband? Jake said the investigator said it was a single car accident.
Yes.
Do they know what happened?
After investigation, they really wasn't sure. They said that he could have swerved to miss a deer or something that was in the road. After that.
You're a little muffled, Sandina. I'm sorry. Could you speak up just a little bit? You're just a little muffled. There you go. Thank you. Now, I'm sorry. I know you got your kids around and you're trying to get your day started. So my apologies that it's so early. So you find out that you're having twins, and just 2 days later, right before his 38th birthday, that accident happens, and you get the call that he's passed away.
Yes, and his accident was 2 days after we found out about the twins.
Jesus. So now you're on bed rest because, obviously, when you're, twins are a high-risk pregnancy.
And now
you're going through that emotionally. I'm sure they were very worried about how, if you would go to full term or not.
Yes.
So... Now, how are you at that point? How are you dealing with losing your husband? I mean, you say it was your best friend. How long have you been married at that point?
We were married for a year before his accident.
Jesus. So.
And we had been together for 5.
And you After that, obviously, you're on bed rest. You couldn't pay your bills, and you ended up losing your house. What happened?
Yes. Either 2 or 3 days after his accident, due to me being on bed rest, me and the boys lost the house and everything in it. And we were forced to move in with my dad and stepmom.
I know you got you're taking care of your James is 4 months
I'm
old.
I'm sorry.
I feel awful doing this with your kids around. I don't want to talk about this in front of your kids. You know what? Where's Dakota and Zayden? They're all there, right?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I don't want you to go through this story in front of them. You just hold on a second, okay? Jake told me that you're behind on Christmas for those kids, and something was happening with your car. Your car was overheating.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what's wrong with it.
What kind of a car is it? Just tell me the model and the year.
A Chevy Venture, a 99.
Okay, stay right there. No, don't go anywhere. Jake, I can't do that and hear that poor little kid crying and have her tell the story in front of those children. It's not right. They shouldn't have to hear that. So let me have Jake explain what he's been speaking with her of. She's paid up on her bills now. She's moved out of her mom and dad's house. So she's a resilient woman. She's got her rent paid. She has her electricity paid. She has food in those kids' mouths. But she's got a 1-month-old or 4-month-old child, a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old. Christmas is here, man. It's on us. I spent last night with the triplets, their second birthday or their second Christmas. And I just... Oof.
See those faces?
Ugh. It's just such a different 12 hours. Last night I was sitting there with those little kids, beautiful little kids, and, got them a Minnie Mouse hoodie and little pajamas with a little Minnie Mouse ears and stuff. And, of course, Olivia immediately stands up and strips off buck naked and puts him on, because she can't wait. And she's running around the house with that crazy, thing around her face. And it's just all joy, And you see how different people's lives are. And in a second, everything goes. So, yeah, you know what we're going to do. We're gonna take care of this. We're going to make sure that she just wants to get that little girl's ashes home. The funeral home's holding them. And obviously, they're not, doesn't make them bad people. We just, We're going to find the name of the funeral home and pay for it.
But the $500 for the funeral home is the main.
And then Christmas for those kids, and we'll take care of that. And I don't know what to do about the car yet, but let's move. Brock, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rick.
Hey, Rick. What's going on, man?
$500 so she can bring her baby home.
Oh. What do you do for a living, Rick?
I do low-income housing for folks, but mainly I'm doing this because I'm the luckiest guy around. I've been spared death twice, and my wife and I also feel very lucky.
What do you mean? What happened? What do you mean you were spared death twice?
Well, the last time I got diagnosed with cancer, and I was given a death sentence, and for some reason, it just went away. The doctors don't have an excuse. They don't know anything. They don't know why it went away. But I'm 2 years cancer-free, and I just would like to share.
Are you kidding? Hold on. What kind of cancer was it? Where was it? What? Tell me.
It's called cholangiocarcinoma. It goes up your bile duct into your liver and in your pancreas and shuts everything off. And they make you comfortable with chemotherapy. And I really didn't have any treatment, man. I don't know. It was just the Lord above, just a lot of prayers, and I got really lucky, and not everybody gets that. And I know.
No, somehow your body, for some reason, came back and fought that off. I mean, I'm sure they explained it to you, we're always fighting it off. And you won.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. That is an absolutely amazing story, man.
I did, and I try to live life to the fullest as much as I can. I'd like to give this lady $500 for my wife and I.
You're a good man. You're a good man. You're here for a reason, Rick.
Well, thank you, man. And I love listening to the show. So I'll stop by the bank later today.
Excellent. Stay there. U.S. Bank. Now, we've got that handled. At Christmas, 3 kids, a 4-1 and a 4-month-old. Now, the 4-month-old, listen, anything's fine, but you know she's short on some stuff for that kid. So let's say, can I have another $500? Jake, see if we got another $500. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well.
I've got $200 for the kids.
Good man. You're a good man. What do you do for a living?
I do commercial heating and cooling.
A decent year?
Yeah, great year, actually.
Awesome. But you're working outside right now or inside?
I'm on my way to work outside.
So. You're a good man. You're earning that money, man. You're a beautiful person. What makes you call?
I just want to get back to the kids. For them, you know, that's a hard thing they went through, and I want to make sure they're taken care of for Christmas.
Good man, David. U.S. Bank is where you want to go. Any U.S. Bank, tell them Hope for the Holidays. You can bring it by here, 7000 Squibb, Mission, Kansas. Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, Johnny?
Good, brother.
I'd donate $300.
And we're done. That's great. You have that $300?
Yes. Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a mechanic.
How old are you?
40.
Listen, a mechanic, I know you guys, you know, a good mechanic can do fine, but that's still $300 is a lot of money for a guy wrenching.
Yeah, I've been listening to the show for years. Always wanted to call in, and it is what it is. Hopefully it'll get her.
No, dude, you're changing a life that is taking such a dark turn, and there's been no light for this family. None.
Yeah, it's good enough. Imagine that, anything like that happen.
I can't. One more. It's our friend Trevor from King's Auto. Hello, Trevor.
Hey, Johnny. What's up, bud?
What's going on? I don't. She said it was a Chevy Venture.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Chevy Venture said it was overheating.
So, what do you think? I mean, it could be a thermostat as simple as that, or it could be head gasket, huh?
Could be anything, so yeah. we want to get the vehicle down to our shop and take a look at it, get it taken care of.
Have you guys got a tow that can take it down?
We'll get it all taken care of.
And it may be able to go there. I think it's still running. I think it's just overheating. And obviously,
yeah,
we'll
get it towed down just to be safe.
Man, you're such a good man. Because, I mean, obviously, she has a 4-year-old, a 1-year-old, and a 4-month-old. She's got to be mobile. She's got to be able to get those kids around.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. All right, listen. You're a good human being, and everybody at King's Auto, man. Tell all those guys thank you, man.
Absolutely, we will do.
All right, stay right there. Say hello. Hi.
Oh, my God.
Listen, we will contact that funeral home, and we'll make sure that Jamie Lynn comes home, okay?
Oh, I really appreciate everybody. I give my baby girl back.
Listen, you don't owe us a thank
you. Good Christmas. Thank you so much.
Listen, just, I don't want you to be any more upset because I know those kids can see you. So breathe. Just take a big breath, okay? Just.
Thank you guys so much.
Now, I just wanted to ask you, is there anything else that you need from us?
That is plenty. I'm very grateful to everybody.
Okay. Just stay in there.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Hold on. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.